about nobody else, but I need somebody in my life that's not going to play with me. I don't want nobody talking about, you know, well, you know, it's going to be all right. No, I need somebody in my life that's going to jack the slack out of me. Somebody's going to look at me eyeball to eyeball and say, look, this ain't God. Go sit down somewhere. See, if we got, that's why we got so many ministry gifts. They microwave ministry gifts because, you know, they read the Bible for a little while and stuff, and then they go out and start doing things. God never intended for that. Never intended. So that's why God is trying to bring this thing back to where it originally started with, so that he don't have to raise up somebody every generation. You with me? So that, you know, it will continue. Legacy will continue and that sort of thing and stuff. So now, so he says that, as my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. So the apostle Paul, who has served God with a clear conscience like his forefathers, now instructs Timothy. He's talking to Timothy, the third generation, to continue the legacy placed on him. He reminds Timothy that his grandmother and his mother, you know, they also provided a strong contribution to his to that which he was carrying. So here he is, the apostle Paul is teaching young Timothy. Timothy has some things going on in his life. Let me go to that scripture. So he goes on to say, verse 6, wherefore I put you in remembrance that you store up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And then he went on and told him, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony. So, you know, he was in a state, you know, where he was being intimidated, that sort of thing and stuff. But how many of you know, you must never be intimidated. You must, this is what God has done in your life, ought to be, every chance you get, you ought to be testifying about what God is doing in your life. You understand what I'm saying? Never ashamed of what God is doing. And so, but this thing has got to, generation, see, just like what Apostle, share with us tonight. So you have to go over and over then. Over and over. Because when it get in you, you're not going to help but to share it. Oh, you know the folks are walking in the spirit of error because they don't know. You know, I tell folks this all the time. And people, they usually look at me, you know, like y'all looking at me. I used to tell people, you know, like Dr. Ron and I, we made a pact 2 years ago. That kind of relationship that we had. I said, in the same way, if I leave Apostle, which I'm not, I said, you should feel the same way about me. You with me? So, because people will contaminate you. People will contaminate you. And folks, if people look at you, they're like, the Bible said we're going to walk in love. Yeah, but he didn't tell me I'm supposed to walk in no contaminated love. Understand what I'm saying? I'm not letting nobody contaminate me. They're not going to afford what God is doing in my life. You wouldn't, and you got to feel like that. You got to feel like that because God is taking you somewhere. He's taking you somewhere you ain't never been before. So you have to make sure you surround yourself with people of like precious faith, people who are going where you're going, and people who are living a clean life. So the Apostle Paul, who served God with a clear conscience, he said, like his forefathers, so this third generation to continue the legacy placed on him. Now, these generations were meant to become connected together to fulfill the same destiny and complete the same purpose. So when what Apostle Paul was doing, Timothy didn't have a different mission. The mission was the same. Y'all with me? So it's the same way it is with apostles. With apostles, what his mission is, my mission is the same. Although I pastor another church, you understand what I'm saying? But matter of fact, I can prove it. How many of y'all world shakers in here? See, oh, look at the class, look at the class. I could have almost stayed at World Shakers and talked tonight. What I'm trying to tell you is that, see, if I'm following somebody, I want the people who are following me to follow, so it makes my job easier. Y'all with me? Something happens when you hear what I hear. Praise God. So the rest of the congregation can't do nothing but catch up. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way that it's supposed to be. I said this last week. Some people are afraid, you know, for their members to come. They think they're gonna. Matter of fact, y'all know Troy. Y'all know I sold Troy. I did. Apostle gave him a job. Apostle, you can still go to your church and say, no, Apostle, I'm sowing him. Remember down here, praise the Lord. So I got a return back from that too. Praise God. So Timothy was instructed by Paul to both retain the standard of sound words which he had received and to guard the treasure which he had been entrusted in. Paul further exhorted Timothy to look for faithful men who was also able to teach others the pattern that he had placed in Timothy. So watch this. Listen to me. I am. Anybody who give me their ear, I'll teach them how to get connected to apostles. I'm talking about, look, listen to me. They had a pastor who he called me and he asked me. He said, well, God has called me. I think God has called me to connect with the apostle. He had another spirit because he was following me. And so he said, I want to see what you feel about it. I said, you don't want to ask me. You don't want to ask me because I don't think that there's no man on the face of the earth that is more anointed than apostle. And so I am going to tell you, yes, you need to, but you need to listen to God. Praise God, because, you know, I'm biased, so I mean, it wouldn't be fair to ask me. Because I'm going to tell you, you need to follow apostle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, I believe, let me tell you, this is what I believe that apostle is the best kept secret in America. I believe it. And I think God did it on purpose. I think God hid him. See, folk can't see him because they see this. They think that's what he's after. So that keeps them away. You understand what I'm saying? But they don't understand. What this man is packing. Oh God. Man, look here. I'm telling you. So whenever I get a chance, somebody asks me something. Oh, one guy asked me, he said, man, I thank the Lord calling me to follow apostle. He said, you're not ready. I said, first of all, you're gonna be trying to get a ride on the jet. You're gonna be trying to rub elbows. It ain't gonna happen. You want them to announce you when you walk in the room, it's not going to happen. I said, so I don't think this is going to be the right connection for you. I'm really just trying to help him before he get in here and get his feelings hurt. You understand what I'm saying? Praise God. I'll tell folk, you know, how to connect. People who I pastor know how I feel about a pastor, how I feel about the royal family. They already know, praise, because I always voice it. I'm not ashamed, you know, somebody said, who you follow? I got a spirit. No! Apostle Thompson. You ever heard of money coming? That's who I follow. You ain't gonna beat around no bush. That's who I follow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I let them know. Yeah, straight up. Praise the Lord. So the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who are also able to teach also, others also. So, like I said, I always try to teach people who are faithful, folk who don't want it. I don't even want to waste my time with them. I don't want to waste my time because, you know, a whole lot of all it about is games and that kind of thing and stuff. I don't want nobody coming around the pastor playing no game. Especially, I don't want them to say that I told them anything about coming down here to the school or nothing else. No, I don't know you. The present apostolic move is bringing clear, accurate doctrine so that believers who have been disciples of present-day old saints of old can move forward without losing out on their inheritance. A whole lot of folks still stuck in tradition. They still stuck in the old way. You understand what I'm saying? So there's times when I'd run across somebody who's still stuck in their old way and stuff. And then I just start telling them about, you know, how God is moving. I tell them about how my life has been changed since I've been following the apostle and that kind of thing and stuff. And so, you know, they'll say, one guy, he was doing some carpet work for me. And so I was telling him about, you know, following. He needed to come down to camp meeting. I said, he'll pass, you know, guy pass. I said, you need to come down to camp meeting. I said, man, I'm telling you, it would bless your life. And so he was excited and stuff about it and stuff, you know. And then I said, now, he said, y'all believe in the Holy Ghost? I said, yeah, we believe in living holy, too. When I said believe in living holy, all of a sudden, his attention shift. Yeah, well, I'm going to try to make it. You said you was coming. You said you were going to make it. But when I said, I said, you can't play no games. You can't come down here playing no games. Oh, man, shoot. That man ain't come nowhere close to camp meeting. Praise the Lord. And we didn't miss him. So God is raising a generation of fathers to bring to maturity a whole generation of sons who have been orphaned along the way. Got a whole lot of, the Lord said this to me. The Lord said, he said, a lot of people are good people, but they have nobody taught them how to follow nobody. You have to see, following is a learned behavior. No, you can't. You don't just pick this up. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be able to follow whenever you're corrected, follow whenever things don't seem, you know. I followed the apostle about 5 years before he even spoke to me. I followed 5 years. But watch this. Him speaking to me did not determine whether I was going to continue to follow. Because God didn't say follow him based on whether he speak or not. God said, follow him. So if anything else came up between the follow him, I was to keep following no matter what. See, and that's the thing that people don't understand. As soon as they get their feelings hurt about something, all of a sudden they stop following. You understand what I'm saying? If they feel like, you know, somebody else has been favored over them, I've been here longer than that person. Why in the world they get these privileges? The thing about it is, listen to me, promotion comes from God. See, you can never look for man to promote you. God is the one that does the promoting. God is the one that used the man to promote. So if I hadn't been promoted, it's because God hadn't promoted me. So I can't be jealous of the next person. See, that's the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing with maturity. It gets all of that out, all the jealousy where, you know, I won't be worrying about the next person. No. I just keep on doing what God told me to do. Just keep on doing. And then train other people to do the same thing. That's the way you follow. You follow without a hidden agenda. You don't have no ulterior motives. This is what God told me to do, so this is what I'm going to do. You understand what I'm saying? Praise God. So, you know, whether or not I'm sowing in the apostle life or something, whether he's saying anything to me, it doesn't make any difference. That doesn't make any difference. The thing about it is God told me, he said, this is what I want you to do. And I haven't changed my mind, so you just keep on doing what I told you to do. Regardless of what thoughts coming in your mind. Satan will always bring the thoughts. That's what the pastor's trying to tell us now. Those thoughts are going to come. But you have to be spiritual enough to cast them down. No, that's not my thought. I didn't think that. Satan, you're lying again. You're lying again. That wasn't my thought. Praise God. Because God told me to follow. And God told me to follow without having any conditions connected to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God has, you've been in this school and you those that are online, I want y'all to understand that if you're going to go to school, I am going to teach you how to really be connected. I'm talking about how to get connected and stay connected. So many people go through this school, they graduate, and we don't see them anymore. That's crazy. That's foolish. If you just want a piece of paper, I can give you a piece. I'll give you a piece if that's just what you want. But no. I graduated from this school in 1994. And ever since then, I've been a lifetime student. Since 94, I've been coming here every year. My wife graduated in 97. You understand what I'm saying? But you don't stop. Once you get exposed to this kind of anointing, and this anointing is rare. This is a rare anointing, baby. You're not going to find this anywhere. And I'm not saying that just to say it. I'm saying it because it's the truth. It is what it is. You know, you can't go around it. I mean, apostle don't even have to raise his voice while he's talking. I mean, you feel anointing just oozing out on you. You understand what I'm saying? Because he did it. See, this is what I've listened to the years that I've been following him. This is really how God taught me to follow. Every time he say, "This is what I did," I put a mark by it. If he did this and this is how he came out, I'm going to keep doing what he did. And when he give me another secret to what he did, I start doing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God wants the current leadership to bring them into their inheritance by the process of fathering to become true sons and daughters. True sons and daughters. Ain't no sense in faking it. Be a true son or daughter. If you're going to follow with everything in you. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I remember, my biological dad, I mean, man, whenever I got out of line, boy, I mean, you know, oh, Lord. I remember sitting between him and my brother. My brother, he lied and told my dad I had said something, I had cursed or something. And, man, my daddy turned the wheel loose with one hand, bam, backhand, right in the mouth. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. But he kept the corrections kept me out of a whole lot of situations I would have found myself in. So correction is good for you. And if God is not correcting you, you're not saved. You're not saved. I'm just telling you. You're not saved. If you're not being corrected, you're not saved. The Bible says those he loves, he corrects. So this finishing generation will be crowned with a generous company of fathers around them from whom they will draw and receive impartation. Like Moses to Joshua, like Samuel to David, like Paul to Timothy, this generation will have true apostolic fathers who will nurture and empower them to come into fulfillment of the purpose and promises of the forefathers. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go over to chapter 1 now, prophetic generation. There is a generation rising on earth today that is causing a cloud of witnesses in the heavens to rejoice. You know, the Bible talks about Hebrews 12, talk about a cloud of witnesses. It says, God has commanded and sent his angels and messengers to bring his royal assignment to these pursued ones. The prophetic fulfillment of many of God's promises will earth itself in this generation. He's talking about me. They're talking about us. Yes, I said, they're talking about us. Yes, we're a new breed. Yes, folk ain't never seen nothing like us. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, that's why you can't, when you're following, you can't let people say things to you like, you know, y'all following that man like he God. Y'all doing this here. Let me tell you what God told me. God told me some years ago. God told me, he said, when you're really following, he said, the people who carnal, it looks like you're worshiping the person. Yeah, he said, it looks like it. So if folk not talking about you and saying, you know, you following, you know, you, they call me a flunky. They call me a brown nose, butt kisser. They call me all kind of stuff. You understand what I'm saying? But guess what? You can't call me nothing but what I am. I'm a son. All that other stuff, you can say whatever you want to say. You understand what I'm saying? So when you got people that, you know, tell you, you know, things like, you know, oh, you know, you following this and you following that. Well, go ahead on. Praise God. Just keep on watching my life. Just keep watching my life. Because you're going to see something in a little while. You're going to see God show up in a way. Matter of fact, that's the same way when Elijah was following Elijah. The sons of the prophet, they stood way back. You know what I'm saying? They was always, you know, matter of fact, those boys had went to school of the prophet. So they thought that they were more educated than Elijah was, because he was just sitting there, you know, serving Elijah. So, you know, they wanted to, you know, talk about, you know, so you know, here they go. They want to prophesy. Say, you know, your master's come. I don't want to hear what y'all talking about. He said, you know, you keep it to yourself. I know what I'm doing. But the thing about it is, all the talk that they did when Elijah went up in that chariot and Elijah struck that water and went across that, went across Jordan, how many of you know, they said, oh, no, you could have had it too. You could have had the same thing. But the thing about it is, you chose to get with the crowd. I'm not going to follow the crowd. I'm going to follow the cloud. I'm going to follow God. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to go with God. I don't care. I'm talking about, listen to me. I'm talking about, I have relatives, blood relatives, who say all kind of crazy things. They can't come around me. No. I'm talking about siblings. No, we're not gonna keep company. See how y'all do? No, because although you are my natural family, God gave me a spiritual family. God gave me, and I understand covenant. You understand what I'm saying? I understand covenant, and I understand, you know what they're saying, that about blood is thicker than water? Huh? What they're talking about is the blood is covenant. The water is got to do with the birth. Yeah. Blood is thicker than water. So when it comes down to my covenant, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. I could tell some of y'all, y'all ain't ready for this. Some of y'all ain't ready for this, because y'all think, you know, well, you know, I don't know, you're going a little bit too far. No, because one of the things that I've done is, I don't know, I don't think I shared this with you all, but God showed me that a path that Apostle had cut, all right? Say, Apostle went through there, he cut a path, you know, he got scratched up by the brows and all that when he was cutting the path and that kind of thing and stuff. And but he cut it so that those that was following him, all they had to do, they didn't need a blade. They didn't need a blade to go through that. All they had to do was just follow. But if they don't follow correctly, it's going to grow up. And then they're going to have to cut another path. And they're going to wind up going another direction from what he went in. When all you got to do is follow close enough, and you won't have to cut another path. The path already been cut. Hallelujah. So that's why I am. That's why the people in my church that's here in the school, that's why they're here. They hear it because they know this has got to be a thing to keep on going. What they being taught here in the school and stuff, they teach it to the families. You understand what I'm saying? It's got to keep on generation after generation. So we're building something that Satan ain't gonna be able to tear down. But I still see some of y'all ain't ready for this. Because you got to get See, I think, one of the things about following somebody is you got, the Bible says, know them that labor among you. That don't mean you got to be in their house. That don't mean you got to be following around everywhere they go. But you need to be seeking God. Because see, I need to know the person that I'm finding, to know their heart. And see, once God showed me a pastor's heart, ain't nothing nobody can tell me. Oh, no. See, but we've been used to these folk who live in any kind of way, and then, you know, folk following them and they leading them off somewhere else. One thing that following apostle have always, I mean, I've seen this since I first started following. He will always give God the glory for everything that God does in his life. He'll never try to take the credit for what God does. And see, he's not trying to draw people to himself. He's trying to point them to Christ. And so, man, I trust that man. Oh, God. Some of y'all still ain't ready. I see the look on your face. This got to be selling your heart. And the only thing going to be selling your heart, you and God got to get together with this. You understand what I'm saying? And listen to what God says. Because when God said to you one time, he's not going to keep saying it to you. You understand what I'm saying? See, once he tell you to follow, and then, okay, that prophet Balaam. God had told him, say, look, say, I don't want you to go with nobody. I want you to just, when you once you leave, you go down this path, and whoever try to get you to go with them, don't go. All right? So this other prophet came, told him to come go. He said, no, I'm not going. He said, well, you know, the Lord told me to he said, am I a prophet also? And so he went with him. And then when he got there, the prophet said, you're gonna die. What God told you. What God tell you, Apostle told us this last week. If God is not saying anything, that means I keep doing what he said before. I haven't got no new instructions. So I don't fabricate any. That's just like a person, you know, the Lord is leading me over to this other ministry. I thought the Lord told you to come to Word of Life. So what people do when something is going on that they don't agree with and they thinking, they fabricate new instructions. And God has not said anything to them. So when people come to me and say, well, you know, the Lord told me, you know, he had me going this way, but the Lord told me to do it. I said, sound like the Lord is highly confused. Are you confused? I choose to believe that it's you that's confused. So with this prophetic thing, let me tell you something. God has already, it's been already prophesied over your life that you're going to do a great work for God. It's already been prophesied. It's in the scriptures. You with me? It's already in the scriptures. This prophetic that's over your life, how many of you know you can't let anybody abort this anointing that's on your life? God have you in this school for a reason. You're here for a reason. You're not here just to be, taking a class. You understand what I'm saying? You are here for a reason. You're here. That's why when an apostle is speaking, now, I don't want nobody sitting beside me who's going to be talking to me. Don't talk to me while I'm receiving instruction. Or I'm not going to sit by you no more. Satan going to use you to mess me up. An apostle talked about, I'm going to tell y'all something, boy. I know this is going to bring tears to your eyes. You ain't really walking with God till you start walking by yourself. Boy, look, I remember a time God had folk to cut me loose. I mean, all of a sudden, man, I say, well, all the people out, well, you know, God had them to cut me loose. And here I was, I'm crying about it and stuff. God said, shut up. God said, I moved all these people out of your life because they were going to hinder you from going where I was trying to take you. That space shuttle got them rocket boosters on each side. It carried to a certain altitude, then it started falling off. Because it can't go no further. They can't go no further. See, there's people who've gone as far as they can go with you. And you trying to hold on to them, come up, because they were there for me then. Yeah, but the thing about it is they can't go where you're going. Now, if you choose not to go there, then you can stay with them. You can stay with them. But there's so much that God has for you. That's why you are favored by God, because you're in this school. I said, you're favored by God. Hallelujah. Let me go. I got 3 more minutes. Let me go. Hallelujah. Whoa. All activities surrounding around the life of Jesus were aligned to the prophetic purposes of God. So it happened in his life so that the scriptures concerning him can be fulfilled. God is now preparing a generation that will walk the talk. You're going to walk it out. You understand what I'm saying? You're not going to talk it. You're going to walk it. You're going to walk what's already been talked. The prophecy that's already been prophesied, you're going to walk it out. Because you're the generation that he was talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I get excited when I start thinking about it. I say, God sure love me. Because God called me at this time and he called me to follow this apostle. Hallelujah. And I don't take it lightly. I'm going to tell you something. When you don't take a gift lightly, God will cause that gift to keep on pouring out to you. But if you don't appreciate the gift, then God is not obligated to continue to give you more because you don't appreciate what you have. But if you ever decide to appreciate that gift, oh, it's going to start coming out. Every time you, sometimes, apostle can see you, you know, you could be in a store or something. And if you appreciate that gift, God will have him to stop just to pour into you. I'm telling you, and it'll be something that's going to change your whole life. I remember one time, apostle had called me. It was my anniversary. My wife and I was on anniversary. And we had planned the whole day out. You know what I'm saying? The apostle called and said, wanted me to meet him somewhere for 12. He asked me what I was doing. I said, what you need me to be doing? Praise the Lord. Because whatever I was doing, I'm not doing it anymore. So he said, I need you to meet me here. I said, okay. So I got the telephone. My wife said, who is that? I said, that was Dad. Say, what do you want? I said, he wants me for the meeting. She said, well, you better go. Pushed me right on out the house. She said, we could do this anytime. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Look, let me tell you what happened. I got a few minutes. Let me tell y'all what happened. Now, without me even thinking about it, I wasn't thinking about it, nothing. I didn't plan it. But we planned to go to New York. And so before we went, God supernaturally blessed us financially. We stayed a whole week. I let that girl shop for 7 days. All she wanted to shop. Look, and then when I was on the last day, God said, I'm rewarding her. Because she let you go where you should have been. Guess what? Guess what my wife said? My wife said, Anytime Dad needs you to go anywhere, well, you just go ahead on, go. You just go ahead on. Go ahead on, brother. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. All right, my time is up.